Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. Relationships, travel, soul searching, they're the subjects that can turn into great songs. They're the subjects that John Stotts incorporates into his not-to-be-pigeonholed but relatable folk, rock, country, Americana music. Stotts' tours take him to beautiful stops throughout Europe, but he's no stranger to the highways of South Dakota. He plays tonight for the Madison Area Arts Council and then tomorrow night at Minor Brewing Company in Hill City. And John Stotts joins us today for Moment in Sound. But I'm also hoping that we'll do a little travel log here today as John joins us in the Kirby Family Studio. John, great to have you with us. And finally, it's great to meet in person.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for having me.
Turn your mic on there. We've had you on different shows in the past on SDPB, No Cover, No Minimum Radio. So like I said, it's good to finally meet in person and get together here in Sioux Falls this morning. We appreciate it. Talk about your new CD. Let's go right into the heartbreak. Let's get that out of the way, and then we'll have fun the rest of the morning.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I just had a relationship end, you know, earlier in 2017, and I just spurred a bunch of songs, and I wanted to record them. I've done a lot of more produced albums recently, but this one I just wanted to do kind of intimate. So we recorded it in my living room in Denver, and a friend of mine who's a engineer from Wisconsin flew out and just had a really, you know, kind of tight knit group in the living room for a few days.
Yeah. Seriously though, when it came to writing this album, did the words and the lyrics and the notes just flow out, or was it a little tougher album to write?
No, I mean, I think the easiest time to write songs is heartbreak. That's kind of they usually just come right out.
Let's go right ahead and hear a song. What do you have first for us? And go ahead and set it up if you'd like to.
Yeah, this song's called Ex-Lover, and I guess this was the first one I wrote of that batch of breakup tunes.
All right. John Stotts, Ex-Lover is the name of the song, and John Stotts, Denver-based singer-songwriter, joining us for a Moment in Sound today. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, You were telling me, and I want to get this out of the way because I always like to talk about the guitar that our artist brings in for a moment in sound. And this one you have with you today, and there's an interesting story behind it.
Yeah, it's a 1957 Martin single 018 that I bought from my friend Peter Mulvey a few years ago, and he bought it from a luthier in Boston who repaired it. It was sitting in a basement in Boston for a couple of decades, smashed to pieces. Mm. It's this guitar has been glued back together.
It shows, but it has a really nice sound. And, yeah. You know, Peter Mulvey is somebody we've also had on our air in the past, too. So that's a nice a story about the guitar. The new CD came out in May, is that right?
Yep.
And the title of John Stott's new CD is Darkness on the San Juans. Any special meaning behind the title?
Well, the San Juans are a big mountain range within Colorado, and there's a song on the album where I say that line, Darkness mm-hmm. on the San Juans, mm-hmm. and I write a lot about places in general, I always have, and so when it came to writing a breakup album, you write about some of the important places that, you know.
Well, and that's exactly takes us into one of the areas I wanted to visit with you today, and that is places, because you travel a lot, and I know Europe is a big part of your life, and you just got back from Ireland and the UK. How did that go?
It was great. Yeah, I was there with my friend Megan Burt. She's another Denver songwriter, and we were doing 3 weeks in Ireland and the UK, and played some really cool venues, and I love traveling over there and playing for those crowds.
Now that you've been over to Europe a few times, do you have friends that you've made over there? Do you even maybe stay at their places when you travel?
Yeah. I have friends. We stayed a number of nights with some friends that live just south of Dublin in County Wicklow, and they live in a castle now. Yeah, so we stayed in a castle there, you know, stayed with some friends in a little town in England, you know.
That makes the experience even more unique.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have some sightseeing or maybe even some travel tips of places you've been over in Europe that are off the beaten path, not the highly publicized, Tower Bridge or things like that? Are there some places you've been to that that are special to you?
Well, one of our last stops in England was in this little town called Swanage, which is by Bournemouth and the English Channel. And it was like one of the most charming towns. And we didn't have much time there, but we would just thought like, wow, we wish we had more time here. And I really love West County Cork in Ireland. It's really beautiful, you know, getting away from Dublin. I mean, Dublin's mm-hmm. fine, but I think it's like the rural areas in Ireland are really beautiful. And I had some really beautiful drives around Switzerland in May. I was there for some shows.
Yeah. I need to get back. I really liked Blackpool when I was over there. Have you been?
Yeah, I haven't. No.
Yeah, it's right on the Irish Sea coast. Let's go ahead and hear another song. We're rolling right along here. John Stotts is our guest. Again, he plays in Madison tonight for the Madison Area Arts Council, and then again tomorrow night at Minor Brewing Company in Spearfish. Go ahead and set this one up if you need to.
Yeah, this is a song off a previous album. The song's called Independence Pass. And a few years ago, playing in Germany, a woman told me this show about how she used to live in Boulder, Colorado for a few years. I lived in Boulder in 72 off Arapaho Street when our marriage was new. We were in love, we traveled the state, Sangre de Cristo's to the Hanging Lake. We were married for 3 nice years, was missing my home. Tall ship's mast. We stayed in touch and the years went past. You came to visit saying you were in love with 2 different women, not sure which one. I told you, Sarah, you heeded my advice. Went back to
to Boulder, you made her your wife. You had your compass, you had your maps. You headed over Independence Pass. I had my harbor with the tall ship's mast. We lost touch and the years went past. I looked you up in 2005. It was a great shock, I saw that you had died. It said you'd fallen off Mount Adams Trail, one you'd done a dozen times, and you never should have failed. You had your compass, you had your maps. You headed over Independence Pass. You had your compass, you had your maps. You headed over Independence Pass. I had my harbor with the tall ship's mast. We lost touch and the years went past. Ain't it funny how those years go fast?
Independence Pass. John Stotts joining us for Moment in Sound in our Kirby Family Studio here in Sioux Falls. That is one of my John Stotts favorites. I love
Thank
that
you.
Song. Yeah. I was actually over Independence Pass myself about 4 years ago on the very first day that they opened it. After,
There's so probably still a lot of snow.
Yeah, there definitely was. It was a very pretty drive. You're originally from Wisconsin, and you've been out in Denver now for about 8 years. When you moved, was that based out of a need as an artist to create, or just totally something different?
I'd been in Wisconsin for the whole first 26 years of my life and wanted to move somewhere new. And I thought about moving a lot of different places, maybe Nashville or Austin. Mm-hmm. And I just decided that Colorado, Denver, I wanted to be in a city, and I decided that Colorado had the best opportunity as far as I also wanted to be near nature. And I love hiking and backpacking and camping, and so it's been great.
So it's a win-win. And
yeah.
Do you do some of that when you come to South Dakota out in the Black Hills?
I've definitely camped at times, and I hiked up Harney Peak once. I love the Black Hills.
Well, we mentioned at the outset that you're no stranger to the highways of South Dakota. How many times is this playing here in South? I know you've been to Madison a few times already. You play there again tonight, but how many visits is it to South Dakota?
I don't know. I've been to Madison a bunch of times, and I've played also Hill City a bunch of times. It's been a few years since I did Hill City last, I've made quite a few trips over many years here. Yeah.
One of the things that we tend to ask writers when they come in, what are you reading? I always like to ask musicians what you're listening to right now. What are your thoughts on what's out in the market? And as far as listening, do you tend to go through stretches where you're listening to maybe a certain genre or maybe just a certain couple of artists?
Well, I usually get obsessed with a couple albums at a time or something, mm-hmm. and then just listen to those nonstop for a while. I've been listening to this really, I think she's young 20s songwriter, Phoebe Bridgers, that Megan introduced me to when we were driving around in Ireland. And I've been listening to a lot of stuff actually from the late 40s. I do these themed playlists on Spotify. I cover like a 4-year term of a presidency, so I'm working on my like Harry Truman playlist. So it's just like stuff that I like that came out from like 1945 to 49.
I've been into covers lately, and I was up at like 3 o'clock this morning and for some reason started listening to covers. Tom Jones with Are You Gonna Go My Way, doing Burning Down the House by Talking Heads, and a lot of Bobby Darin material. His Beatles medley is pretty cool. It's got the whole Vegas sound to it. So yeah, covers is my thing lately. Now you had kind of a full band sound on the last album, right?
Yeah.
What are your, do you kind of like doing that? Would you like to do more of that in the future, or do you just kind of like doing the solo show like you're going to do tonight?
Well, it's fun playing with a full band. It doesn't make a lot of sense touring. It's a lot easier to make that work solo. I love making albums with a full band. Whatever serves the song, you know. So that previous album, those songs were band tunes. Most of them wouldn't have sounded complete in a solo setting, you know. Mm-hmm. The newer album is more intimate, solo, acoustic in nature. So you know,
those of the fans that saw you on the last tour, when you were playing some songs off the last CD, like Independence Pass, what are their thoughts on your new CD and kind of the progression over the last disc that was released?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, the previous one, the Fire Sermon, that had the full band, was kind of a departure from the one before that, which was a full band but was more Americana. Mm-hmm. I kind of traded the pedal steels on that record for more like keyboards on the next one, you know, and now I'm back to an acoustic. I think I'm kind of going all over the place, and maybe everybody doesn't follow all the time, but I don't know. I just like making the records.
Yeah, it's fun for you. Yeah. I mean, the creativity flows, and you have to like what you produce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go for another song here. It's John Stotts joining us for Moment in Sound. Again, he plays tonight for the Madison Area Arts Council, and again tomorrow night at Minor Brewing Company in the Black Hills. What do you have for us this time, John?
This song is called Old Pro. This is a song off my 2015 album, Tulsa. And this is a song about a fictional retiring football player with head injury problems.
Old Pro.
Middle-aged, last time on the field. It's been a good career. I got this girlfriend. She's been good to me. Maybe now things quiet and we can move on in. They told me not to spend my money quick. I shouldn't drink too much. They said that I should look into some savings and not to get too far out of touch. Well, age came quick. Yeah, it snuck on me. That second kid we had made it hard to breathe. I still see the old guys now and then. Ray's divorced, Max got cancer, and Willie still gets lit. They told me jobs waiting after, and that I should keep myself in shape. My wife told me she was sick of losing, and half of nothing was all hers to take.
Once again, Old Pro, that's John Stotts joining us for Moment in Sound here in our Sioux Falls studio on In the Moment, SDPB Radio. John, you're a great songwriter.
Thank you very much.
It's a nice song. It's got kind of a sad undertone to it, but very good stuff. I would be remiss if I didn't mention your touring partner, who is outside the studio right now. Who are you on the road with?
I brought my mom along with me, and we're traveling along. She invited her along, and we're having a good time. She brought a list of quilt shops that we could stop along the way. And so we've stopped at 3 in Wyoming and South Dakota so far. We'll probably stop at a few more.
You were showing me pictures, too. You're taking pictures outside of each stop. Are you posting those, I suppose, to social media?
They're on my Instagram stories. Yeah, you can see what quilt shops we're going to.
Has she gotten you into the hobby?
Not so much, but I really admire the work she's doing, and she makes some great quilts.
Is there a kind of a sacrifice she has to make when you stop at guitar shops or something like that? Or?
Oh, no, I haven't stopped at any of those yet. You know, we'll see.
Cool. Have you ever had family on the road with you before?
Yeah, I've taken my dad out a couple times before. A couple years ago, I played some shows in Montana, and we did some fishing along the way.
Yeah, John Stotts again plays Madison Area Arts Council tonight. That's a 7:30 show, and then Minor Brewing Company, I said Spearfish earlier, it's actually Hill City, and that's 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Do you have like time for maybe a 2-minute song? Or
Yeah.
You got a quick one?
Quick one, yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's get that one in.
All right, this is called What Will Be.
All right.
Early summer, it was fresh. I drove out to Seattle, played a couple shows along the coast. Well, I hoped to clear my head, but it was littered with your name. Oh, the long road home through Oregon and Pain. Then I drove to South Dakota. That night I was a mess, smoking cigarettes and crying to a friend. Well, I acted out in anger, and I did a stupid thing, and it hurt you, and I'm sorry, and I'll sing. What will be, I will make my peace. What will be. Spent a week out west in Portland, working every night, singing songs I wrote when you and I were new. Well, I sang them just the same as I'd done 1,000 times. Oh, darling, you're still right there on my mind. What will be, I will make my peace. What will be.
John Stotts, what a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having
me. Take good care of that 60-year-old Martin.
Yeah.
John Stotts, Madison tonight, 7:30. Minor Brewing Company, Hill City, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.